what else, Jordan? I mean, I know it's been a whirlwind here for the last few months.
Yeah, I don't, you know, again, I'm not trying to relate everything to the data center, but I know that's still a conversational topic. And I think one thing that we have to really think about is like, and it's hard, is to not be afraid of the unknown. And what I mean by that is you had asked the question, and again, we kind of get going in different directions, which I love here when we have the conversation, because it is so conversational. Like, what were you hearing that feedback in terms of people were against it or for it, or what, you know, what was the topic?
Money, right? Electricity, if that was going to raise their electrical bills, water, is it going to take all of our water?
Yeah.
Because I think they're worried, you know, they've heard about Indianapolis and Eagle Creek, and is it going to drain all of that for the birds? And then the light, you know, out for Camp Column. So those were the big things that we were hearing. Not enough jobs, they didn't feel like, those things.
So, you know, I'll talk about kind of the water issue a little bit, just from a very general perspective. And so every Saturday, I go down to Westfield to Grand Park to watch basketball, right? We have a third through sixth grade program at Clinton Prairie that I run, and we have games down there. And I pretty much take roughly the same path there all the time. And I'm telling you, from one Saturday to the next, something new is popping up every time I go down there. I'll drive by and be like, that was not there last week. House, some business, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's
loading there.
And so I, as I'm driving, I think about all this stuff, right, that's going on here and there. And it makes you think like, well, where do they get the water? You know, it seems like they never run out in Hamilton County. I mean, it continues to grow. And I had some people ask, you know, they'd say, well, we need a water study done, right? And I'm not saying we don't, but I think kind of through the whole process in my mind, and it's from the standpoint, all right, if we get that done, let's just say Clinton County said we were going to pay and have it done. And it comes back and says that that there's enough water to last 75 years. Well, then I think what I'm probably going to hear is, well, they gave you the answer you wanted to hear because you guys paid for the study, right?
Yes.
You know, like it's never going to be enough, or it's never going to be the right answer to maybe what their notion was from the beginning. But the other part of that is how relevant in the grand scheme of the future is that study? Because let's just say they use that example, 75. They said you had enough water for 75 years, and we run out in 25. Who's accountable? No one's accountable. You're not going to go back and, you know, file a lawsuit against this engineering firm that did a study 25 years ago and receive any comp. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You're out of water, and now you've got a problem. But my point of all that is, like, there's a little bit of the unknown that is part of just the faith you got to have. It, going back to our forefathers who, when they built the industrial park, I can't imagine that when Frito-Lay first came, they said, I wonder if they'll have enough water in 2026. I bet that conversation didn't happen, right? And that's not saying we don't need to think about it, but this idea that we're going to have a set number of, it's going to be this, we know for a fact that it's going to happen like this, that's not life, right?
Yeah.
And so we can't expect that. We can try and prepare and plan and do those type of things the best of our ability. But I think some people want these 100% assurances, and that's just
not
realistic.
It
just will,
right.
With any project, it's going to be unrealistic.
We had a question. Somebody texted me, and they said, yes, housing is always a concern. But again, amenities, how many teachers and factory administrators, managers, and so forth live out of the county? And I know you touched on that. I keep hearing about amenities as well, and I always ask that person, did you support the ones we had? You know, we had a movie theater, went out. We had a bowling alley, it went out. I mean, I don't know how you can make people use what's here.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in the minority, I know, on this. I'm not a big amenity person. Mm-hmm. I think the path forward would be, why not live here and we're so close to everything else that you can go to those amenities in 20 minutes or less, depending where you're at in the county. Why do we need both, right? Because to me, it depends how you look at the amenities. Is it the government's responsibility to provide the amenities? I personally don't think it is. Is it the private sector that wants to create and profit off of amenities? Yeah, sure. But if we just go from that breakdown, if you're on the western side of the county, you can easily get to Lafayette in 20 minutes. If you're down south, kind of by me, I mean, I can get to Westfield in 22 minutes. And if you're kind of east, you can get to Kokomo. Mm-hmm. Well, what, I mean, now we travel more than we ever have in history, right? It's not like we're horse and buggy here that we need to just, you know, go 5 miles into town and back. So what, I mean, for my family, it's easy for us to say, go down to Westfield, do some whatever we want to do. It's 20, 30 minutes away. And then, boom, I get to drive back home and get to leave all of that congestion behind us. And, you know, when it kind of relates to some of the conversations related to the data center and preserving farmland and all that. Well, how can we have it's a real balance to say you want all these amenities and this growth, but then you want to preserve farmland too. Like, you got to think about how's that going to mesh together, and it's going to be really hard. So, but what if it's more of this is a place to live and grow your family, but you go elsewhere maybe for some of those amenities? Because I just don't personally feel that that's the government's responsibility to provide those.
Yeah.
You know, I know big ones always like trails, and it's like, yeah, but we have trails. It's called all the county roads. Like, mm-hmm. What's the difference in putting a sidewalk next to the road that's 4 foot wide versus the road that's already 16 feet wide? I don't know.
Like, and again, I would say we have a beautiful park already here.
Yeah.
We got Camp Column
right there. Yeah. Camp Column for trails as well. I mean, I understand. Last call, 659-3338. I know, Jordan, we are past time, so I'm sure he has things to do today. But if you do have a question or comment here, 659-3338. Otherwise, we are going to kind of let you off the hook. You're probably glad.
No.
last couple times.
No, I enjoy it. The conversation and then the people calling in and can be pretty honest and direct and transparent with them, and hopefully people value that, right? I think being authentic and not a traditional politician is something that people like, and that's just, if we're being honest, that's not me.
Yeah.
I kind of try and tell you it in a very polite and respectful way, and there's not a lot of fluff.
Nope. I appreciate that. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
There are some things happening around our community this weekend. I invite you to check out Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. You will find all of those things there. So just check out the websites. In the meantime, I think we are going to...
Yeah, don't forget, we got the ball games
put
tonight.
A wrap on today. That's right.
Girls
basketball.
We got Clinton Central versus Frontier at 6. And then following that, it'll be Carroll versus Bethesda Christian. Good luck to those guys. That game, we're hoping the second game starts about 7:30.
Your Super Bowl pick?
Ooh. Patriots.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm going Seahawks. They have my favorite uniforms, so I'm
really?
Going with the Seahawks. Yeah. Favorite uniforms are the Seahawks. So.
I get where you're coming from, but I honestly think the Seahawks, that's where I'm
commercials,
where I'm
favorite commercials. Have you seen anything yet? Have you seen the new?
No, okay. I won't even watch the commercials. I'll just fast forward. I'll probably wait till hour into the game.
And then you can skip that.
It. Yeah, they're not.
Not down for the halftime show, huh?
They're not as...
not Bad Bunny fan?
No, they're not as entertaining as they were when I was, you know, 14 or what. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I do.
I don't know. It's just different.
They aren't quite as good as what they were.
I think they're trying to make some of them as a comeback.
Oh, somebody has a question? Before we get off the air? Okay.
What'd she say?
She put up the thing that we have somebody who has a question.
So all right.
We almost got you out of here.
All right. We tried. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. What can we do for you?
I was calling to make a comment on the amenities in Frankfurt. And I've been a business owner in Frankfurt for over 30 years. And since people leave town to spend their money in other communities, or does that leave the business owners that are in Frankfort now who are struggling every year to stay open?
Well, that's a good question. That goes back to, in a way, you know, something that always gets overlooked when we talk about economic development and not having enough workers is, like, if we bring something new here, where are they going to look? They're going to look to the current work base, and so it's this cycle until you get more people to come here. But
I'm talking about the businesses that are already in Frankfort that have been here for 30 and 40 years that every year struggle to stay open, pinch pennies. Business is good in the summer, but you have no business in the winter, and you have to use all the money that you make in the summer to put back in your business in the winter just to stay open.
I don't understand that.
Amenities keep people in town and spend money at local businesses. Saying that you don't care about amenities is saying that you don't care about local business owners.
I think that's a stretch to say that. So what amenities would you like to see?
Well, any amenities, like YMCA that's closed, no movie theater or bowling alley, nice restaurants.
And for the record, people who actually
want to, you know, who live in Frankfort, who don't want to go to Lafayette or go to Kokomo, or people who want to spend their money in the city.
Well, I think that's great that we have those options, but
what options do we have other than a Walmart?
Well, I meant from a business standpoint. Like I go get coffees from local businesses almost every day, right? Like,
right.
That's what I do.
But one cup of coffee doesn't pay their bills.
But well, how many do you want me to buy?
But the thing is,
not you. I'm talking about bringing people into the city, just like the builder that was going to build new homes out by 65. We talked to him, and he said that the city, they had him jumping through so many hoops, and he finally just packed up and left.
So the
reason for not having the new homes is because the city is uncooperative to new businesses coming into town.
Well, let's make sure we're talking about the same thing, right? Like, so the city stuff, I don't have any say in the city stuff, right? So whether that's
this is out in the county.
Well, you just said the city, and I don't know. I'm not aware of any developer that was out there in the county for homes to come
out
there.
You need to talk to Shan Sheridan then, don't you?
I guess so.
Not to mention the fact that the city is annexed out to 65, so that's not the county.
Right,
anymore.
So that is part of this city now.
Yeah.
So,
that's my concern, is that being a business owner and having to struggle every year and don't know where your next dollar is coming from.
So can I ask a question?
Businesses continue to close up and nobody cares.
I'm
a cattle farmer. I have a cattle farm too, which life is good. And I love living out in the country. I understand that people don't want the city to grow, because it takes away from the community and the hustle and bustle of city life. I understand that. But the city has to grow. New homes have to come in. New people need to come in to support local businesses.
Well, I didn't say contrary to that, so I just want to make sure we're clear, because I said that we needed growth. It's that balance between, do homes come first or does economic development come first, right?
Well, like, I would say homes would come first.
And so I need perspective, because this is the type of feedback I like to get. So do you believe that the local government should subsidize the developers to bring those homes here, meaning the current taxpayers pay for the new taxpayers' homes, or no?
No, I'd say not.
Okay, so
I'd say that if we build new homes, the homes will sell, and people may actually move into the community.
Why?
There's no homes available. There's no homes available for people to move into. There's no rental properties available. If you go look for a place to rent in Frankfort, it's good luck.
So that's where it gets a little challenging. And I will defend my counterparts at the city on some of this, is there will be a developer that comes. and they'll say, hey, we'll build 250 homes, but you're going to give us all the utility infrastructure for free. And they expect the city to eat millions of dollars to put that in place, right? And so you said there was red tape that stopped a potential housing development out towards 65 and 28. Well, at that point, I'm assuming some of that might have been the red tape if that's the case. Like I said, I don't know that specific situation, so can't speak on it just from a general perspective. But I don't think you as a possible taxpayer into the utilities as well as the city taxpayer would want to utilize your money to subsidize all of the next step, right? Like, especially when the developers are making, what, 30% margin on their homes? I don't know what it is. Like, I've always said, why don't they make 10% instead of asking for everything for free from the county or the city to get it there? Like, I understand there has to be a little give and take, but it goes back to my original point. I just don't think it's the government's job to provide all of that at no cost.
Okay, and I agree with that. I just think that there needs to be more concern about business owners that are already in Frankfort, that have been there for years, and receive, you know, then we just sit back and watch the city die.
Again, not that I don't care about the city, because I do, but I'm more a little holistic to the county than specifically to the city, because they have their own elected officials that kind of can focus on their growth and development versus the county as a whole.
And I can tell you, caller, Mayor Judy Sheets will be joining us, is it next Friday?
Next Friday.
Here. And so I would encourage you, honestly, to call back. And these are great questions for the mayor to address as well. So try and put it on your calendar, if you don't mind, to call back and join us again next Friday. Mayor Sheets will be joining us then. And I think this would be a great topic to bring up with her as well.
Okay, sure. I sure will.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care. All right. Anybody else? 659-3338. I'm guessing probably not. So people have had time to call in. Jordan, thank you so much. We appreciate your honesty and clarity and transparency.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Got your fertilizer locked in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother topic. We need to spend one day just talking agriculture.
Hey, Ag Day is coming up, March 18th.
That's right.
Get that on your calendar as well. All right. Thank you for listening. You're WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.